Section 2. Payroll year-end statutory deadlines. The statutory deadlines for submission of the 2010-2011 employer annual returns to HMRC are as follows. The first deadline that I want to bring to your attention is not an annual return deadline, but it is still very important. And that deadline is the payment deadline of the 19th or 22nd of April 2011. Any outstanding PAYE income tax, Class 1 NICs, student loan or CIS deductions must be paid by this deadline to avoid an interest charge arising. Although we now have the late payment penalties that kicked in on the 19th or 22nd of May 2010, and these will be assessed by HMRC after the end of the 2010-11 tax year, we mustn't forget the interest charge that will arise after the 19th or 22nd of April. Pay-as-you-earn regulations require that the statutory end-of-year returns, the P35 employer annual return and the P14s, are submitted to HMRC within 44 days of the end of the tax year. And what that means for the 2010-11 pay-as-you-earn returns is that the statutory deadline is the 19th of May 2011. Now, this is where I have to remind you of a major change that affects the submission of the 2010-11 end-of-year PAYE returns, a change to previous years, something that you will have been used to. This is the withdrawal of extra statutory concession B46, withdrawn effective from the 31st of March 2011. Extra statutory concession B46, which had wider application than just pay-as-you-earn returns, allowed for an extension to the statutory deadlines and gave us another 7 working days after the statutory deadline before penalties would be charged by HMRC. The withdrawal of extra statutory concession B46, which is in line with the idea of online filing, means that the 2010-11 end-of-year pay-as-you-earn returns must be submitted to HMRC by that statutory deadline of 19th of May 2011, with no extension or any allowance for postal or other delays. If the returns are late, penalties will be charged unless you can convince HMRC of having a reasonable excuse. The statutory deadline for issuing a P60, the end-of-year certificate of pay and tax, which has to be provided to employees, is the 31st of May 2011. And I will talk a bit more about that form later. Let us not forget that there are penalties for late submission of these annual PAY returns, and also different penalties for submitting incorrect returns. The penalties that HMRC will charge for late submission of PAY returns start at £100 per 50 employees or batch of 50 employees. So the same figure for just one or two employees as for 50 employees. It's £100 per 50 employees for each month or part month that the return is late. So for example, a P35 submitted on the 31st of August 2011, where there are 51 employees, would be 3 months, 11 days late, and the penalty would be for 4 months multiplied by £200. In other words, two batches of 50, given a total of £800. An additional penalty will be charged if the failure continues after 12 months, and that will be based on the maximum amount of tax outstanding at the previous 5th of April. But this penalty is subject to mitigation. We also need to be aware that HMRC may charge a penalty if an employer submits a paper return, when virtually all employers are now required to submit their end-of-year PAY returns by an online method. The amount of the penalty that will be charged will be dependent on the number of P14s included in the pay-as-you-earn return, but that penalty is up to a maximum of £3,000. The penalty will apply regardless of whether the return is filed on time or late, and it will still apply even if the employer subsequently corrects the situation by filing another return online. The penalties for submitting incorrect pay-as-you-earn annual returns are dealt with under the new penalty regime introduced from 2009-10, where the amount of the penalty will depend on the type of offence. Most errors are likely to fall in the area of carelessness, and penalties may not be charged or may be suspended if the employer can demonstrate that reasonable care was taken. We therefore must do our best to avoid penalties arising, helping our clients or our employers to apply reasonable care and to submit the returns accurately, on time, and online. I hope that this podcast will help you and your clients to do that.